T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:47, 13 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Memorial Day, May 25th, 2020. We don't want to in any way let the significance of Memorial Day get lost, as so many other things have, in the COVID-19 fog. And one good thing that's going to happen today, among some, obviously, some other very good things, is that the National World War II Museum is going to reopen. And we're joined by Colonel Pete Crean, Vice President. Sir, am I pronouncing your name right?
It's actually pronounced Crane, but we just kind of spell it wrong.
No, yeah. Sir, you deserve it. Colonel Pete Crean, Vice President for Education Access for the National World War II Museum. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What branch, Colonel, can I ask?
I was in the Army for almost 30 years.
You just can't stay in one place, can you?
Oh, I had a great time.
You know, thank you for your service, and that brings me to Memorial Day, and it can somewhat become controversial, I guess, where some veterans say, don't tell me Happy Memorial Day or thank me for my service, because that's not what Memorial Day is for. If you can, Colonel, give us a little, and I want to get to the World War II Museum as well and what's going on there today, give us a little backdrop on Memorial Day and how we should express ourselves, what's appropriate, what isn't, et cetera?
Sure. Memorial Day is a truly American holiday. People have been recognizing their war dead for thousands of years, but Memorial Day really came out of our Civil War. Almost every town across the United States, whether you were in the North or the South in the Civil War, lost soldiers in that war. And so almost immediately after the war, towns started decorating the graves of their fallen. And one of the largest veterans groups, called the Grand Army of the Republic, just a couple of years after the war, requested people to go on out on the 30th of May to start decorating the graves of the fallen soldiers. So from the very beginning, this holiday has been there to recognize America's fallen soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And that's why you hear people say, don't recognize me, or you hear soldiers and service members say, don't recognize me today. That's what Veterans Day is about in November. Today is truly something special to recognize our fallen.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, no. No, it's also unique in that it's not something that really sprang up from the federal government. It was recognized by, it was a popular holiday that started as Decoration Day. It wasn't really until 1968 that an act was passed to actually recognize it as Memorial Day. So it was over 100 years before it became Memorial Day.
And it was more of an organic thing as opposed to I hate to say planned event, but is that what you're getting at?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of those kind of a truly American story in that there are over 20 towns that lay claim to being the first to have Decoration Day, as it was known back in those days. And it wasn't until, again, 1968 that Congress recognized Waterloo, New York, as the first one. And the reason that city was recognized was because just less than a year after the end of the Civil War, that town completely shut down for the day, and everybody went out to the cemetery and decorated the graves of the fallen soldiers. So it's something that started at the local level at towns across the United States. And it, as I said, it wasn't for another 100 years before it really was recognized as a federal holiday.
Tell me about the National World War II Museum. It is so good to hear that it's going to reopen today. It will be a little bit different, though.
Oh, we are thrilled that we're able to open, and especially on a special day like Memorial Day. We at the National World War II Museum honor our veterans from World War II, and especially the fallen veterans from World War II, every day. But to be able to open on a day like today is even more special. But as you said, it's not going to be just business as usual as it was over two months ago. We are going to be opening with smaller numbers. We're going to open at 25% of our capacity from before. And we're opening in line with the restrictions that have been laid out by the governor and the mayor. So we're going to ask all of our guests to wear face coverings. We've got increased hand sanitation stations across the museum's campus. And those areas that are difficult or would require people to get close together, we're either operating at lower capacity so that people can maintain social distancing, or we're just not going to open that section at all. The other thing is that we ask everyone to go online and reserve their tickets, because we're going to do timed tickets to make sure that we can control the number of people. The safety of our guests and our employees is, of course, foremost in our minds.
Colonel, I appreciate your time. I really do, and everything you've done for this country and everything now you're doing for the city and the World War II Museum, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thank you, and thanks for this opportunity. We really look forward to welcoming all of our guests back again.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Colonel Pete Crane, Vice President for Education and Access for the National World War II Museum. We're going to take a break. Next hour, we'll talk to Michael Hecht, President and CEO of GNO, Inc., about businesses in New Orleans during Phase 1, and saw a story about restaurants having trouble finding staff, and where does the whole unemployment compensation thing fit into that picture. We'll be back. Memorial Day 2020, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.